Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
That was Brissett's first catch of the night on first and 10 from the 20. Kelly going for Harmon and the end zone touchdown.
Jim Kelly touchdown from week two of 1989. Bills Broncos. If you haven't been listening, that should tell you a little bit about the vibe of the show so far. Old stadium memories. That was Howard's first game as a fan in the stadium, as he wrote in. That game, by the way, is in full on YouTube. How many games are in full on YouTube? The Bills lost that game, by the way. They lost this game against Elway and Monday Night Football. That, by the way, is Al Michaels, right?
I think so.
It sounds
also
like Al Michaels.
Sifting through the highlights of this game,
which would
make sense. It was a rough game for the Bills.
Kelly
was getting beaten up, and the defense just did not look the way that you would think they, like, this is the year before they go to the Super Bowl.
Right. Right.
And it just didn't look like the same team at all.
Yeah. Michael started Monday Night Football, I thought it was in the 90s, but I'm wrong. 86. 86 was his first year. So that would have been Michael's. So we're just sharing some old stadium memories. If I go on, like, how many, I know the Ronnie Harmon game is on YouTube because I have a story about that. I watched the Ronnie Harmon game, Bills Browns, I think AFC Championship in 80, this is probably the same season, 89. Thinking in my head, they win the game. This is how they get to the first Super Bowl. And this was years ago. And as the game is progressing, I'm starting to doubt whether I actually know what happens in this game. It looks like the Bills are going to lose it. So I'm thinking, am I wrong? And I didn't look it up. I'm like, I'm going to watch this game because I don't really know what happened. So it's like I'm experiencing it for the first time, which meant I also experienced the Ronnie Harmon drop. Almost like, you know, almost very, you know, loosely. Like a Bills fan would have in the moment. Watching it without knowing that it's coming, without knowing if they win or lose that game, there's the, oh, duh. That doesn't happen to Highmark Stadium anyway. But there's a lot of, old Bills games. Like, I bet this Vikings game I mentioned from last hour, which is like my first experience that I remember in the stadium, that game is not in full on YouTube. But you can find a lot of these old 80s and 90s games from the Kelly era. 803-0550 is the phone number. If you want to get in on your first stadium memory or your favorite that nobody really talks about as kind of a deep pull. Taking your phone calls on that this morning as we head into the final season at Highmark Stadium. Let's go to Mike in Pennsylvania. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Yeah, no, I've been to probably 30, 40 Buffalo Bills games. I got three that really stand out in my eyes. The first one that stands out was the Monday night against Dallas. That place was electric. We were leading all the way into the end of the game, and, you know, Nick Folk kicks a field goal. There's a timeout. He has a re-kick, kicks it. I mean, it went from electric, 110%, all the way down to you can hear a pin drop in the stadium. And I think a bar actually burnt down on the corner lot, or something was happening with a bar down there. So that one stands out. Second one stands out that I was at the game with the New York Giants and Buffalo. Marshawn was playing in that game. That's the year that the Giants went on a Super Bowl run.
Yes.
And it was, I mean, we were beating them. I want to say it was 21-7 going into the half. It was, the weather was weird. It was, you know, kickoff, it was like maybe 40, 45. And then by the end of the game, it was raining. It was sleeting, snowing, and it was like 20 degrees. So it was miserable, that game. And then my all-time favorite Bills game is, I have the pleasure of knowing Kelly and Thurman and Andre. I was just with Andre a couple weeks ago at his golf tournament down in Allentown. Mm-hmm. So I got to know all these guys growing up, but then I got to watch a game in Thurman's box. And that was a weird game too. That was, I think it was Jeff Toole was the quarterback. It was against the Chiefs.
Yes. I was there.
And it was a crazy game too, and then we ended up losing that game. So all of these games that I'm mentioning, we all lost the game.
Yeah, the Giants game, is that Ahmad Bradshaw goes for a long touchdown? Am I remembering the right Bills Giants game? That's 2012, maybe, I think.
Yep. And I was with the Giants fan, and he didn't even know who – Ahmad's number was 44. He came running at us. He goes, look, I don't even know who this guy is. And then it's almost like a switch clicked in their season, and they just took off. And they only lost one game to the Patriots and the rest of the way, and that was a magical season for them. But I saw something click right at halftime with those guys. So,
yeah, good stuff. Thanks, Mike, for the call on all these. I can't find this Bills-Giants game, though. I know, man, what year would it be? They go to the Super Bowl in what years? 2008 and 2012, right? Do the years right on that? No, 07. It's the 07 season. Does anyone else do that? I always have problems with the season and the year. I really just wish it would be the year. It never is. Like, when the Commanders actually got in trouble for this. A couple years ago, because on their logo, they put the year the Super Bowl was played, not the season, on their mark, and they had to change it. Like, for me, the game happened in the year.
Right. Like, I hate that.
I don't. I like them when they do it that way.
I do, too. I need everything to be easy. That needs to be easier.
All right, so here it is. 07, December 23rd. Bills lose 38-21. To the Vikings. The Bills were 7-7 going into the game, so there probably was a graphic before showing the 9,000 things the Bills needed to make the playoffs, because that was basically the drawn era in week 17.
Second last.
Or week 15.
In the hunt graphic on there somewhere at some point.
There's Ahmad Bradshaw. 88-yard touchdown run. Look at this game. Eli completed 7 passes.
Whoa.
And they scored 38 points. Eli Manning, 7 of 15 for 111 yards and 2 interceptions. Sounds like an Eli game. Brandon Jacobs, 25 for 143 and 2 touchdowns. Ahmad Bradshaw, 17 for 151 and a touchdown.
Whew.
Eli, look at this guy. This is Eli Manning, who's going to make the Hall of Fame, and it's going to be the biggest disaster in the Hall of Fame's history. In this game against the Bills, he wins. This goes down as a win for him. Perfect 500 record, by the way. He's exactly 500 for his career. Maybe he should be one game below. He completes 7 passes, throws 2 interceptions, 2 sacks, and had 5 fumbles.
Whoa.
Has Josh Allen had 5 fumbles in 2 seasons? Eli had five fumbles in this one game.
Wow. I'm knocking on wood for you right now, just to be safe. Just, you know, we don't want to jinx anything here.
With what? With Josh?
With the fumbles.
He's fine. He's fine.
I don't know.
Whenever
someone says
jinxes.
That, I just get so superstitious about things.
He's beyond jinxes. Yeah. Let's go to Jeff in Charlotte, who was at the first game of the stadium ever. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yes, Judge. Good. Yes, guys. Good morning. I appreciate you having me on. My first memory was this. My folks were season ticket holders from day one. And I remember when the stadium was getting ready to open up, My father told me they were going to do something that was totally unheard of for sports at that time. They were going to buy tickets in the club level. And when we, and then the other thing, on the actual day of the game, my parents had enough foresight to leave early and did not get caught in the traffic. And I remember walking into the stadium with my best friend, and we looked at each other and looked at this place and said, oh, my gosh, this place is absolutely gorgeous compared to the dump of the rock pile. Then, of course, we're there sitting down in the very first play of the game. Herb Mulkey of the Redskins returns a kickoff probably about 103 yards in the very first play of the new stadium for a touchdown. And then the other memory was going fast forward, I believe it was the 1990 season, a Sunday night game. We were playing the Raiders. We were behind going into the fourth quarter. Two things happened. I believe it was Steve Tasker blocked a punt, and James Williams picked up the ball and ran for a touchdown, or it might have been vice versa, and then Nate Odom stole the ball. And that was really one of the key aspects, I think, of our first Super Bowl season. And the crowd that night, of course, it was a Sunday night game, and I believe the game was on TNT, national TV, and the place was just electric.
Yeah, thanks.
And I'll hang up, guys. Thanks.
Yeah, no, great memories. Thanks for the call, Jeff. I was looking back at that Bills game, the first game of the season, but you triggered something for me with Odom's taking back a touchdown. I think if I had been, you know, going to games in the 90s, I would have loved Nate Odom's. Whenever I see clips of him watching back, I used to own the 91 Bills yearbook that I watched probably 1,000 times as a kid. And with him with the giant shoulder pads always running away from people. I mean, he only had 2-3 touchdowns as a Bill? Felt like more. 9 interceptions in 93, by the way. Good stuff. John, you were also at the first game of the stadium?
Yes. Yeah, that was one of my first games. It was a new stadium. My first game was at the Rock Pile, of course, but been to many games there. One of my favorite ones was the Rolling Hooks game, the comeback game where they scored 3 touchdowns there at the end to win. Been to a bunch of playoff games, but just waiting for the new stadium to come so I can go to all 3 of them.
Yeah. Would you remember what your first Bills game in general would have been, the one at the Rock Pile?
Yeah, at the Rock Pile. It was against the Raiders. I really don't remember who won. I think I was like 9 years old. My dad took me, you know. So,
all right.
Kind of cool now to take my kids, you know. That was a lot of fun.
Definitely. Thanks, John, for the call.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. It would be tough to narrow down. I'm looking at Bills Raiders history, and they played twice in 1960, twice in 61, twice in 62. I'm assuming they were in the same division. So they would have played here like every year during the Rock Pile years, at least until 69. So there might have been like 3-4 years in the stadium at the Rock Pile where that didn't happen. You know, that's a couple times now that I'm not disputing any of this, like what the state of the Rock Pile was at the end there. But I've heard a couple people now in like a week refer to it as a dump at the end. And that this new stadium, the Rich Stadium when it opened, was a palace in comparison. Are we going to look back on this stadium in that way? I don't think we will, right?
I don't think
not
so.
Not into that. It might depend. It's going to depend how blown away everybody is by the new stadium. Because when you compare them in that way, it might feel more like that. But there's so many more memories at this stadium compared to the last stadium that, you know, you might not hear people put it that way.
Yeah, and the memories of late have all been so, all been so positive. And, like, everything's been great here for the most part for the last, you know, 6-7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that will probably go a long way in making people feel a little more nostalgic towards the old building.
It dresses it up a little bit.
But I do think when you get in that new stadium, once people get in there, you'll probably be like, oh, this is a new this is a whole new world.
This is a whole nother ball game.
We had no idea what we were missing out on. And it might, like you said, retroactively make you think like, wow, the old Highmark was a dump compared to this because we're in a palace now.
But right.
I think Highmark's fine. It's good. It's great. I love it. It's our stadium. I think I don't know that we'll ever look down upon it because I don't think it'll
too
ever
many
be
memories.
A negative connotation surrounding that stadium.
Yeah, too many memories, and also this fan base is more about the game on the field.
Right.
Right? Like, some markets, Atlanta, I feel like, is one of these. L.A., where the place has got to have all these amenities, and it's got to be, like, a palace, because it's more, a lot of those fans are going to want more than just football.
Right.
And here, everyone's just standing throughout the whole game, and if the game's on and the Bills win, then generally that's a good day at the stadium. Dennis in Lockport is next up. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, guys. I've seen them from the Rock Pile to the Ralph. Obviously, the Miami game when we tore down the goalpost and the greatest comeback were great things, but there's two memorable moments as a kid and growing up being a Bills fan. We never missed a game. My mom would not let us miss a game. She's a diehard Bills fan. One of the most memorable is watching Bruce Smith lining up to take out Barry Sanders, and Barry stopped on a dime and turned direction, and Bruce didn't even know what happened. He was gone. And I was like, man, I became a Barry Sanders fan that day. But one of the best memories I have, and it was the very last game, the crew, our Super Bowl crew there, Kelly, Smith, all of them were playing here. It was a Kansas City game. To this day, my mom has not told me how she knew John Butler. But I called up and made arrangements so we can go to the game. And I asked if we can meet the players. They said, come on, it's Saturday. We went there. They were doing their walkthrough. Kelly and all of them signed the ball. And Bruce Smith did a solid for my mom. Andre Reed wouldn't sign a ball unless he was paid. And Bruce grabbed him and says, that lady's been watching us longer than you've ever played here. Sign the ball. And we've got that football to this day with all those Hall of Famers and that crew on it. And then that was the last time that whole crew was together ever.
Yeah, 96 finale against, they won 20-9. Does that sound right?
Yep.
All right. Got that in front of me. Thanks, Dennis, for the call. The Bills that day scored, there was a lot of field goals that day. Two late touchdowns. Kelly to Quinn Early at the end there. And then you're right, that's it. They go to play the Jaguars in the playoffs. Joe Beamer from down the hall, WBEN, that's a playoff game, said that was his first game that he remembers. And that's it. Kelly gets knocked out and it's over for that whole era. 803-0550 is the phone number. Let's go to John in Buffalo next. What's up, John?
Hey, how you doing, guys? I got one memory that stands out from the Rock Pile. I was 6 years old, first game I ever went to, 1967. Mm-hmm. I have the ticket stub and the program from that, and I have everyone going forward. I've only missed three games since 1967.
Do you know what? Do you remember? Do you know the three games?
What I missed?
Yeah, if there's only three.
Pittsburgh. Yeah, there was. Well, two people passed away in my family, so it's kind of hard to forget those.
Sure, sorry about that.
One was a Pittsburgh game. One was a Miami game, and there's one where I was. I had a job that they made me live in train in Jacksonville, so I missed the first game of the season the one year.
Gotcha.
That was not happy.
Okay,
but the Bills won on September 12th, 1967, 20-10. Against the Jets, but the biggest moment in the whole history of all that stuff is the 51-3 game.
Sure.
I was sitting there at halftime with my dad, who was like 80 at the time, and I'm like, "We're going to the freaking Super Bowl? Are you kidding me?" It was unbelievable. Where everybody was like, can we just make the time run out of here and get out of here and go to the Super Bowl?"
Yeah,
but that and the other one was I had the season tickets forever. I still do. I'm going Saturday to get my new seat license. And It was the greatest comeback game. Everybody got up after the 35-3, and I'm yelling them, "You guys suck! Don't, you're not really fans. Go home. Don't come back. I don't want to see you next year. We're gonna win this game." And my buddy's like, "What are you drunk?" And I'm like, "Somebody's got to cheer for us." And about 25-30 people sat back down, and after the game, they said, "Man, you made us feel bad, so we stayed. And thank you."
Yeah,
you made us feel guilty. But unbelievable moments in that stadium. It was just one thrill after another through the 90s, and you know, hopefully we get that duplicated with the Super Bowl in the next year or two.
Yeah, thanks, John, for the call. I love that you still have the program from 67. Bills and it's Namath. That's Namath and the Jets. And the Jets, I'm looking at that box score right now. This is 67. This is so long ago. The Bills logo on Pro Football Reference is a football. I've seen this logo before, but I don't think they ever used it. It's a football with a buffalo inside and then like a cartoon Bills player on like the bottom right.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
With the standing buffalo. I like that logo a lot. The Jets were up 17-0 in the third quarter of this game, and the Bills came back to win 20-17. So you get your mini comeback game there in 67. Let's go to Carl in Niagara Falls. What's up, Carl?
Hey, hi, my friend. Good morning.
Good. Thanks for calling.
Good. I'm calling about my first and best memory in the stadium would have been 1988 November when the Bills beat the Jets for their first AFC East championship. And if I'm not mistaken, that was the last time in the NFL fans could rush the field and throw down the goalposts, and it was pretty incredible. As a 13-year-old kid, you know, kind of got me hooked on the NFL from there. I get goosebumps thinking about it, to be honest with you. It was incredible.
You just
sat there and watched.
I was gonna say you didn't run on the field. You would have stayed there and watched that part of it.
Yeah, we had end zone seats too, and I remember just sitting there with my stepdad, and we just watched like the whole thing, you know, and watched the goalposts come down, and it was special.
How many people, I could look at pictures and see this, how many people were doing that? Like what percentage of fans were on the field versus like in the stands watching all the fans on the field?
I want to say it had to be close to half.
In the stands?
Yeah, the field was pretty full.
Right.
And they were climbing the goalposts and they started to crumble and they were yanking them down, and it was awesome. You know, I was 13 and I was already a huge fan of football in the NFL, but that was like, wow, you know. And then actually my next game, well, my sister's boyfriend took me to the first AFC East championship against the Raiders. So
nice.
Those are my first two games, man. And I was like, you know, wow, this is great.
Yeah.
It's always going to be like this.
Yeah. You can't beat that. Thanks, Carl, for the call. That is the one thing that I will admit I am definitely jealous of. Like, if you are like me growing up in the drought era, like we reflect, you know, it's a badge of honor that you make it through that as a fan.
Right.
But listen to me talk about 17-12 Bills Vikings with Brad Johnson and J.P. Lossman, or the Tyrod against Carson Palmer in the Cardinals. Like,
it doesn't hold the same weight.
No, I mean, there are more classic games. If you were 12, 13, 14 years old in the late 80s and in the 90s, by far. Or if you, I mean, this is going to be kids that are like 12, 13, 14 right now.
Right.
Or in the last couple of years. Where, you know, how many fans that are that age now, like their first game was the New England playoff game.
Yeah.
Or was, you know, other classic games Allen and the Bills have put together at the stadium. They kind of bludgeon teams, though.
That's the thing.
It's like that memory there against the Dolphins. That is part of that is the Dolphins had just beat the Bills down for so long that it's kind of a changing of the guard, which is part of why that memory is so great. There's no changing of the guard, really. The Bills just took the division and haven't relented since. So when you expect them to be dominant like that, you know, it's a little bit different. You have the perfect game, though, for that, for sure. What's second? Mm. If that is easily the number one game to be in the stadium during the Josh Allen era, what is second?
That's a really good question.
What's the second what's the second best? Might not be an easy answer. You might have your Packers Sunday night idea. I might not put that number two.
Right.
I remember being frustrated in that game.
Yeah.
They won it. That's where you know you're spoiled by this team is that was a Sunday night game against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. They were winning in the second half, and I was mad because they didn't look good.
Right.
Joe Burrow and quarterback, kind of equivalent. If you don't get that reference, he's there's a clip from Joe Burrow in the quarterback documentary being like mad after winning a game against Tennessee. 803-0550 is the phone number. Favorite memories in the stadium from your first game, or if you got another one, feel free to share. Joe Marino's coming up at 8 o'clock, so we still got an open segment for you when we come back here on WGR.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fans have been waiting for a championship season. It could be in just the 12th week decided today. If this field goal is good by Norwood, the Bills win the AFC East.
These 80,000 fans will let everybody know.
It's a 30-yard attempt. Dale Hellestray is the snapper. John Kidd holds. On the way, that's it. Kick is good, and the Bills are champions of the AFC East. And the good times are rolling starting right now in Buffalo.
goalpost came down. Bills and Jets. Week 12, 1988. They were 11-1. Well, I guess week 13 then. Their 12th game. 9-6 final. Norwood in overtime. Had a caller last segment bring that up as their top memory in the stadium. Kelly in that game, 8 of 18, 115 yards. I mean, they won 9-6. So they get there. They go to 11-1. They win the division for the first time in 8 years. We'll get back to phone calls in one moment. But while I have it pulled up, do you two think you can name in order the list of AFC East titles by who has the most?
Ooh, we've done this, I think, once before, but I forget now. And
who's got the most AFC East titles? Number one.
The Patriots.
Patriots.
New England. They have 22.
Yeah.
Who's number two?
Not the Jets.
It's not the Jets.
Is it the Colts?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because I know. Well, hey,
you'll get to them. Though.
The Colts are in here.
Yeah,
I just didn't know where they were. I'm gonna go with the Dolphins.
I feel like Dolphins too.
Dolphins 13, Bills 15.
Oh,
okay.
The Bills in the whole history, and this is I think this is including AFL. Yeah, I mean the AFL East, I guess. It just goes to the AFC East. The Bills have 15. Miami is third with 13. And then you kind of already got to the fun part of this list, which is who is number four?
The Colts.
The Colts have 6. The New York Jets, meanwhile, have 4.
Wow.
Not only do the Jets not have, I mean, the Colts have not been in the AFC East since they last won it in 99, and they haven't been in the division in 20 plus years. Not only are the Jets not fourth, they are 3 division titles away from being fourth.
Right.
How many years is it going to take for the Jets to win 4? To win 3 more.
Oh, do they do it in the next 7 years? 10 years?
This list starts in 1960.
Right.
That's 65 years ago. They only have 4.
Yeah.
So, actually, are they 6th? Because also, hold on a second here.
Oh, man.
If you go way back into the AFL days, the Houston Oilers have 3. They have 3, so they missed by 1.
It'd be awesome.
So you're lucky, Jets. How about that? 4 division championships in 65 years?
It's crazy.
New England 22, Buffalo 15, Miami 13, Jets 4. It's just...
Yeah.
You know, like, the Bills have gone through bad times, obviously, the drought. Miami's gone through bad times. They're currently in a 25-year playoff win drought, right?
Right.
But the Bills have mixed in 2 eras of dominant football. The Dolphins had 1 that was a long time ago, but they had it, right?
Yeah.
New England had a long one. The Jets have just not had one.
They've just never been the top dog.
Other than for a long period of time. Like Miami was for a decade, New England was for 2 decades. The Bills right now, I mean, it's going to be
a decade.
It's 7 years least. Right now,
yeah.
Right? So the Bills had another decade like that. The Jets just have never had more than like 2 years at a time when it's ever happened. That's hilarious. All right, back to the phones. Memories in the stadium. What was your first game? It's the last season at the stadium. It's kind of rolling on, you know, some cool memories that fans have had this morning. Let's go next to Frank in Rochester. What's up, Frank?
Hey, how you doing?
Morning.
So my top memory, it was Bills versus Jaguars, and Flutie was at the helm. Mm-hmm. They're down at the 5-yard line. I'm in the end zone. So Molds gets mauled the play before, and I was mad and threw all my peanuts and shells onto the end zone.
Okay.
Official. So the next play, Flutie bootleg, takes it in from 5. And the cool thing about it, the next week I get my Sports Illustrated, and there's a full page picture of it with Flutie about to step on my peanuts that I threw on the field.
They made it to the field.
So I always remember that one. Made it to the field. Yep, they stay down there for the play.
Okay. Do you have that framed with like the peanuts circled on the cover?
Absolutely.
Love it.
Absolutely laminated. It's always up for our when we do our fantasy football draft.
Love it. Thanks, Frank, for the call.
Yeah, no problem.
Bills and Jaguars, 98, 17-16 with the win. The Bills and Jaguars, by the way, 10-10 all time against each other. Exactly 10-10. Although, I think tie goes to Jacksonville because they have won in the playoffs multiple times against the Bills. You know, I was pulling up their history to find that game. And they have a weird history. Like, two losses to the Jaguars with Josh Allen at quarterback. One of which being the ridiculous 9-6 Urban Meyer game. And then that London game. Back to the phones to Bill in North Tonawanda. What's up, Bill?
Good morning. I have a memory that got me my 15 minutes of fame back in November 13th of 2005. I was one of the security guys. I worked for law enforcement, and I was in the end zone, the opposite end, well, the scoreboard end, and It was J.P. Lossman threw a touchdown pass against the Kansas City Chiefs. I was security in the end zone, and I got run over as he caught the touchdown pass. Him and Eric Warfield of Kansas City crashed into me, broke my leg, blew out my knee.
Oh.
I had to have surgery. I was out of work for 3 months.
Oh.
And I got, and then the next day when they.
Billy, still there?
Chris.
Oh, go
ahead. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Chris Berman said my name on national television as he described what happened. And Bud Carpenter was the trainer. He worked on me in the end zone.
Yeah.
And as I was going off on the golf cart, the guy in the paramedic says, why don't you give the people a thumbs up? I give a hands up, and I had 70,000 people cheering for it.
That's okay, at least you got that. That's pretty cool. Although,
and then I got invited 2 weeks later to the Carolina game. Got to sit in the press box.
Nice.
Got to meet Ralph Wilson and his wife, and then I got an autographed football from Lee Evans and Lawson.
So. Nice. Well, at least you got that out of it. Whenever you're watching a game and you see either someone from security or like an audio person on the sidelines getting run over by a player, I feel like would have obviously a greater appreciation for how hard that person is getting hit than all of us who just see them get picked up right after.
Well, let me tell you, I broke my leg and I blew out the knee, so it wasn't like I said, I was out of work for 3 months because I had to have surgery on the knee, and then
yeah.
You know, I was in a boot for almost a month and a half. So, but
it was
different. And again, everybody, even to this day, almost it'll be 20 years this year, still remember it. So,
all right. I'm glad you got something out of it, Bill. Thanks for the call. I do. The last year this happened, right? Didn't Dawson Knox catch a ball and run to the sideline and just blast somebody that was on the sidelines?
Yeah.
By accident, of course.
I think he did. I remember, maybe this is wrong and I'm just applying this onto him, but what's the Tennessee quarterback? Will Levis.
Will Levis.
Didn't he demolish like a camera guy last year too?
Think so. Those camera guys, those security, those audio guys, like they are, the security guys maybe more so because their backs are turned.
Yeah.
Right? So that's how you get an awkward injury like that. At least if you're, you know, the camera person, you see it coming.
You can brace. Yeah.
There might be only so much bracing you could do for when, you know, Will Levis and Dawson Knox, you got 250-pound football players in full equipment coming at you at full speed.
Big men.
Yeah. 803-0550 is the phone number. If you're on hold, we'll try to get to you coming up. We got Joe Marino coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll get into some Bills training camp storylines. We're now less than 2 weeks away. Jody Biasi, Owen Parker, Josh Schmidt hanging out on a beautiful Thursday here on WGR. Welcome back. It's Jeremy and Joe. Some good golf on right now, the Scottish Open. Watching the little Colin Morikawa and Scottie Scheffler right now. Scottish Open is a good tournament. Good watch. Just different. I like the course, the links style. I love the Open Championship. We ranked our majors a couple weeks ago, and I think, was I the only one that had the Open Championship number 2? I think I was. I love the Open Championship. We're talking Bills stadium memories today. It's the final year at the stadium. What was your first game? And also, if you got like a deep pull, don't give me the hits. We all love the perfect game and the comeback game and 51-3. A deep pull, maybe, that you don't hear others talk about that you were at and was a great memory. Dan in Ellicottville is next up. What's up, Dan?
Morning, guys. Yeah, so I was at the last game at the Rock Pile, ugly 21-21 tie with the Lions. And then the first game, you know, the preseason game, they have the guy referenced. Like the previous caller said, my dad always left early, fortunately. And other than the kickoff going back, the thing I remember most was parking and seeing the sign out front. We always parked in the mud lot behind the stadium. And I remember going to my dad, they're charging $3 to park a car? I mean, that just seems like you could get a burger and a fry and a Coke at McDonald's still for under a buck then. But the first game was the Bills-Giants game in 75, game five. The Bills were, if there was power rankings then, the Bills would have been number one after week four. They were averaging, they were a wagon, maybe the best four-game offensive stretch in team history. They were averaging like 38 points a game. And then they played the Giants, for two touchdown favorites on Monday night. And I remember looking over, and maybe you guys have seen this clip, the guy climbing out on the guy wire between,
yes,
holding up the, and there's video, there's actual video of that on YouTube. It's unbelievable, and hearing Howard Cosell comment on it. The other one, and a guy referenced it earlier, although I think he kind of misremembered it, that Patriots-Bills game in 81, I mean, the Bills were kind of floundering. They're like, they need this game, and the game is basically, they lose this game, they're pretty much out of the playoff race. Half the stadium had empty. The Bills got the ball with 30 seconds left and no timeouts and 70 yards to go. And it's one thing to hit a Hail Mary, but they hit essentially two Hail Marys to Roland Hooks on that drive. And my dad would never, ever leave a game early, ever. And I was mad at him because it was cold. And I'm like, why are we still here? And then when Hooks caught the touchdown pass to win, and you can find that clip because you can hear Van Miller going nuts, and that clip is amazing to listen to. And I'm hugging this woman. There's eight seats empty between me, and I'm running down. I'm hugging this middle-aged woman who I don't even.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, and I'm 17, what was like 19 years old, I think it was a sophomore in college. That was an unbelievable memory. And that led to them winning three more games in a row, and it clinched the playoff spot. And then they beat the Jets in that game, memorable playoff game, and lost to the Bengals next week. But that game sticks out more than any game. So, guys, appreciate it. Thanks. Have a good day.
Yeah, thanks, Dan, for the call. Does the Wire guy make it across? Monday Night Football, 1975, Bills-Giants. The guy that climbs out on the wire, does he make it? I think he does. Yes, he does. The video is on YouTube. He makes it all the way across. What on earth? That's, you know, you say the guy climbing out on the wire game, and I know exactly what you're talking about. I wouldn't have been able to tell you it was the Giants or that it was 1975, but I did know that there was a time, there was a game where a fan climbed across the wire. That did happen.
By the way, $3 back then, it'd be $21 today. So...
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, that's a pretty good deal.
Not gonna lie, should have been $6 back in the day. $6 to park a car. If everything should be equal, or you know, on par, should be $6. 803-0550 is the phone number. Joe Marino, when we come back, Locked On Bills. We'll talk a little bit about. I'm gonna ask Joe about the evolution of the Bills offense and what we might see different this year from last year. Coleman, Kincaid, a lot of good stuff to get to with Joe when we come back. Training camp under 2 weeks away, and we'll get back to your phone calls in a little bit on it's a good conversation and memories about the stadium today as we head into the final year of Highmark Stadium. It's Joe DiBiase, and stay tuned. Joe Marino is going to join when we come back here on WGR.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.